This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Energy. You're listening to the news at 4 and I'm your presenter, Vonnie. And here are your headlines for this afternoon's programme. A housing charity is urging the government to spend over £200 billion to create 3 million new homes in England. A cross-party independent panel set up by Shelter recommends around 1 million of those should be for those in the greatest need. Mariam Khan and her children were forced to live in a B&B after her husband left her. She says the wait for a council house was not pleasant.
It was like a nightmare. And to get to the kitchen as well, we have to walk through the garden, go into the front side to go and use the kitchen. And the shower room, it was so disgusting. You wouldn't want to go and have a shower in there because you had the spiders.
Scotland Yard says it's looking to see if any crimes have been committed by protesters outside Parliament. Yesterday, a group called Remain Supporting Tory MP Anna Soubry, a Nazi and a liar, while she was giving interviews to reporters. She thinks officers have ignored the abuse and intimidation. Fellow Conservative John Whittingdale says passions are running high on both sides of the Brexit argument.
What happened to Anna Soubry was obviously unacceptable. There is no justification for intimidation or threatening language, just as there wasn't when Jacob Rees-Mogg, who obviously takes a different view, was shouted at in front of his children.
Actress Jessie Buckley says she'd never move to Hollywood, no matter how famous she gets. The Women in White star, who found success after competing in the talent show I'd Do Anything, has been nominated for a BAFTA Rising Star Award for her role in the indie thriller Beast. Jessie says she cherished working on the film.
You just want to make every moment feel like, you know, like you're just filling this orb of life, and I don't think you can. I don't think you can be conscious of what's to come because you just don't know.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
Wolves dumped Liverpool out of the FA Cup with a 2-1 win last night. Ruben Neves scored the winner with a brilliant strike from 25 yards out. Boss Nuno Espirito Santo wasn't surprised to see the Portuguese midfielder produce such a finish.
It's something that Ruben does and we encourage him to do. Last season we saw it pretty often and we know he has this talent. It was a good strike. We are happy for him. I think it was a very important moment for us, for the fans. Such a beautiful goal. I think Mourinho came alive again.
Wolves' reward for knocking out Premier League leaders Liverpool is a trip to either Shrewsbury or Stoke. The FA Cup's two most successful sides will meet in the fourth round after Arsenal were drawn at home to Manchester United. Holders Chelsea will host Sheffield Wednesday or Luton, while non-league Barnet were drawn at home to Brentford. Attention turns to the League Cup tonight, and Chelsea boss Maurizio Sarri is demanding his players show the same level of commitment as Tottenham did against them earlier in the season. The two London rivals meet in the first leg of their semi-final at Wembley. Tottenham beat Chelsea 3-1 in the Premier League in November.
They were really more aggressive than us, more determined than us. And so now we know very well that if the approach is the same, there is no solution for us. We can speak about tactics only if we are the same level of determination and application, otherwise it's useless.
Rangers boss Steven Gerrard thinks Jermaine Defoe and Steve Davis are the ideal signings. Both players have moved on loan to the Ibrox club and will be available when the Scottish Premiership resumes from its winter break. Gerrard says their experience will be a major boost.
I felt like we did need some help, some more experienced players, players who've got that know-how, players who can handle our demanding crowd, players who are used to playing in big games and are also ready for the stage of the season that we're at because we're in a really good position and we've got some very big games coming up, so I felt experience was the key.
Now, the weather on Radio Energy.
Largely dry with sunny spells, windy in the east. Today, dry for many with sunny spells, although a few showers are possible in some northern and eastern counties. Any showers could be wintry across Shetland and over the northern hills. Remaining windy along eastern coasts and feeling colder than recently. Tonight, winds easing but showers continuing in eastern counties, wintry over northern hills. A cold night for many with widespread frost, particularly across parts of Scotland, western England and Wales. Further outlook, Wednesday, a few showers persisting in the east with some heavy bursts possible. Skies gradually clouding over in Northern Ireland and Scotland with light rain. Largely dry, cold and sunny elsewhere. Outlook for Thursday to Saturday, turning less cold and cloudier from Thursday with light rain and drizzle in places, although still dry for many areas. Heavier rain and stronger winds in the north on Saturday.
This is Radio Energy.